Okay, hello everyone. Welcome. It's working now, I've got it. So we are going to get started. A couple of housekeeping notes before we do. Please make sure that your cell phones are silenced. Looks like everyone has settled in and found a seat, so that's great. I'm going to be your host today. My name is Diana Griffin, and I am here from Girls Guild. We're a local organization here in Austin that connects girls and women through apprenticeships in creative fields. We're very proud to be here as a partner for the Conference for Women, and I'm delighted that you're here to participate in this session on empowering your everyday life with I Am That Girl. I know this is going to be a really amazing workshop, so I'm really glad to see a full house here. And I know that it's going to be great because I've seen how great this kind of thinking can be in the work that I've done with Girls Guild. We use the apprenticeship model to connect women in creative fields, everything from painting to leather work to creative entrepreneurship and software development. We focus on these kind of one-on-one relationships within the local creative community because we've seen that sharing creative skills and collaboration can really teach both apprentices and makers to build a creative voice and become creative leaders. So I know that the skills that we're going to learn and practice in this session can have a really incredible impact on the way we engage with each other and with ourselves. So with that, let me introduce our speaker for today. Amanda Slavin is quite a powerhouse. She's the CEO and founder of experience studio Catalyst Creative. She's an advisor to I Am That Girl, and she is an expert on millennial engagement, both online and off. She has a wealth of experience navigating the kinds of questions that we'll talk about today. So I'm very excited to hand things over to her. Please join me in giving a warm welcome to Amanda Slavin of I Am That Girl.
All right. I have to jump back and forth with the podium, but I feel super weird and awkward behind a podium. Like I'm like running for student council. So I'm going to be here. So this is a conversation. This is not, you know, I'm going to show you a little bit about I Am That Girl. Raise a hand. Who knows what I Am That Girl even is at all? So very few. Okay, that's why I have this presentation, because I was going to just go in here and wing it, and I'm like, I need a little bit of information. So what this will do is this is just going to show you a little bit about the organization. I have two videos that are pretty short, and then we're going to have a conversation. And before we start, I need a little bit of a lay of the land here. I'm just going to kind of ask questions, and you can just talk to me, not really all at once, but let's just try to create this as normal as possible as a convo. Are you all from the same high school? Maybe like, okay, so no. Tons of different high schools. Tons of different schools around the area. So like, how many schools? Does anyone know how many schools are in this room? 10, 15, 20? Like, is that whole area one school? No. No? All different schools. Do you want to? Yeah. Wow. So 30 like different schools maybe around then. So like a lot of you don't know each other in this room, right? No. Some, do you have some friends here? Like, nod a hand, nod a heads? A little bit? Like, a few friends? Okay, so we're going to talk about something called a safe space. So this room right here, there's no filming. I don't see any filming here. Your parents aren't here listening. I'm not going to go share this on social media. Let's use this room as a place where we can actually share who we are and not necessarily what we do. So this isn't about what I do in my career. This is about this organization, I Am That Girl, that literally means the entire world to me and a lot of other women and girls around the world. So I'll share a little bit about I Am That Girl. I'll share my story. I'm a crier. I get vulnerable and I like to cry. It's just something that I do. So if I get emotional, don't be afraid. And let's use this as a room for a conversation. So a little bit about I Am That Girl. I have an entire video, so let's go to the mission first, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the video. So what is the mission? It's a community, a support system, and a movement inspiring girls and guys to love, express, and be who they are instead of who they think they're supposed to be. Who feels like they have to be something that they don't necessarily want to be in their lives? Whether it's from their parents, from their teachers, maybe even from their friends. Who has ever been, you know, pressured to do something that they didn't necessarily believe in? Raise your hands. Pretty much everyone in the room. So what I Am That Girl is it's a safe environment for you to be exactly who you are, no matter what that looks like, no matter what that feels like. It's an environment for you to be exactly who you are and not who you think you have to be. So, you know, there's Kristen Bell, I'm going to just ask, raise a hand, to have you interact with me a little bit. Who knows Kristen Bell? Frozen? Who knows Frozen? The movie Frozen. Everyone knows Frozen. Come on. Anna in Frozen, you know, and also she's been in amazing movies. But there's a lot of celebrity support, and I think celebrities are just normal people that have a lot of influence. But Kristen is a huge supporter and has, I have no doubt in my mind that I Am That Girl will stand out for this generation of girls as a leader and as an inspiration. And so in a few years, I Am That Girl is connected with hundreds of thousands of girls. And, you know, they've created this community where people have turned their stories of struggle and adversity into stories of triumph. And unlike many other nonprofits, I Am That Girl is recognized for being a part of pop culture. So I Am That Girl just did an incredible, they do huge social media campaigns, they do huge branded campaigns, but in a way that allows for people to, again, share who they are and not who they are supposed to be. So there's been 5 million girls that have been reached through supporters. There's 150 local chapters. There's actually 170 chapters worldwide, and I'll share a little bit of some stories from girls, from one particular girl from Egypt who shared a story with me. We just had our board retreat, and we talked about what we were like before I Am That Girl and after. And a girl got up from Egypt who's a chapter leader. And again, there's 170 chapters worldwide, 150 local chapters. And what chapters are, these girls actually lead these groups of other girls and share, and guys too, I'm not just talking to you, there are some guys in those meetings. And they actually have these weekly meetings where they get to have a curriculum where they share who they are striving to be, their issues, their problems, their aspirations on a weekly basis. And this girl from Egypt stood up and she was talking about what was she like before I Am That Girl and after. And she said that in her country, girls can't even be walking down the street without fear of their lives, without fear of being killed. And I told you I'll get emotional. And although she might not be able to wear a skirt or a crop top because she fears for her life when she does, I Am That Girl shows her that if other girls can be who they are and be proud of who they are, she can too. So she leads these chapter meetings every week in Egypt for these other girls to empower them to not be afraid to walk down the street and literally fear for their lives. So those are the types of girls that this is reaching. There's 350,000 girls online. This is a whole media platform. So IAmThatGirl.com actually has all this beautiful content sharing to girls and women that you don't have to be Photoshopped to be beautiful. Who hates Photoshop? Everyone hates Photoshop. There's no one that hates it, that doesn't hate it. Women are bodies are being transformed or being changed. I Am That Girl is about who we are inside, how beautiful we are inside, and how beautiful we are untouched. So I'm going to show a little video here. I did already load it. So this was the retreat that I just told you a little bit about. It's like 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Is it okay that I share some videos with you guys? Yeah? Okay, cool. Great. Hope there's... Oh, good. There's only sound on my computer, I think. Can you hear it at all?
Chapter leaders. This whole weekend is our very first I'm That Girl retreat, and they're with us for 3 days to talk about connection to themselves, connection to the world, vulnerability, and really kind of create an environment that's safe for them to be who they are instead of who they think they're supposed to be and have really honest conversations about things that matter. And honestly, I have a feeling the world is never going to be the same again. Because where else in the world do you get to be fully you? And that starts with you giving yourself permission.
We had Jamie Anderson speak with us. I was most impressed by how in touch with herself she is. And that's something I admire so much.
The relationship you have with yourself is the most important one.
I think everyone has a different definition of girl culture, but what we know from what we see girls and women going through is that so much of what gets heaped on women is negative, is competitive, is insecurity breeding, and hard. And women shouldn't have it that hard, and especially not from other women.
Don't edit yourself. Don't worry about the algorithm. Don't worry about the spelling. You did just right.
I know what it's like to be afraid of the dark, because I hide my insecurities within the shadows of my soul. I also know that if I were to be honest with you, from the bottom of my insecurities, I would first have to be honest with myself.
How do I remember you? You guys have spent a little bit of time together. Tell me something about her. Give me an adjective to describe her.
Fun.
This organization has really, really helped me to realize that I'm worth it. And that I'm beautiful on the inside, and that's what matters the most.
Yesterday we did this activity with the mirrors in front of us, and I couldn't help but smile because I was seeing a long-lost friend, and that never would have been a real thing without I Am That Girl.
They're really becoming incredible leaders. They're all really learning how powerful their voices are, and I know they're going to wind up running companies and nonprofits and running for office, and these girls are going to change the world.
Future girls who come into this world will have that impact as well. So
I am that girl.
I am that girl.
And I am that girl.
I am that girl.
And I am that girl.
Me too.
I am that girl!
That girl. Now.
Powerful.
Kind.
Supportive.
Vulnerable.
Strong.
Honest.
Beautiful.
The future.
The future.
The future.
Could you kind of hear it? A little bit?
Yeah?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You see my dedication is holding the mic up here.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Are you going to have another video?
I am.
Okay, I have my man working on
Thank you. Awesome. I was going to perform it on stage so everyone could hear it. So that young woman that, you know, read her poem and she said she hides behind the darkness and she asked the room of people to describe her, she had never been told that she was beautiful. Or she had never been told that she had this amazing energy about her, or that she was funny or charismatic. She had never been complimented. She felt so sad inside. And she was sobbing because for the first time in her life, she saw herself the way other people saw her. And that's what I Am That Girl does for people. And what's amazing, I think, about I Am That Girl is it's not just for girls. It's really for all of us. You know, I think that, yes, they create amazing impact projects and they build community and they maintain the social currency of having these amazing girls be able to share their stories. But I'm a grown woman and I Am That Girl has changed my entire life. Is it okay if I share a little bit about my story personally? Okay. So I believe in vulnerability. Raise your hand if you know what vulnerability even is. Brené Brown, the TED Talk, everyone kind of knows what vulnerability is now. But sharing who you are in those dark moments, those stories that you don't necessarily want anyone else to know about because they're terrifying, that's vulnerability. So when I was 16, probably around some of your age, I was a junior in high school, my dad lost his job. And growing up, we were in a very, very wealthy town. We lived in a very small town. It was very rich. But we never really had as much money as everyone else, but we had a pretty normal life. And when I was 16, my dad had told me that we were living on credit cards for 10 years in order to maintain this lifestyle. So we owed millions of dollars to everyone. And what happened then was that we lost our house. We had to move in with a family friend in a one-bedroom. I had to leave my town. It was a very small town, and my parents are super private. So they didn't want me to tell anyone what happened. So I had to lie to all of my friends. So talk about trying to be something that you can't actually be. I was forced to be someone that I didn't want to be. I had to say, oh, my dad got a new job, and we're moving to this new town. And when we moved to the new town, we were really bullied. My sister was called an illegal immigrant because we didn't have an address. We were constantly ostracized because no one knew who we were or what we were doing because we couldn't share any real truth about us. So everyone judged us. And back then, Birkenstocks were really big. So I wore Birkenstocks. That was like the cool thing. Do you even know what Birkenstocks are? Some of you? Okay, cool, cool. So finally, I'm kind of fitting in this huge school, and I end up having to move again my junior year. Now just imagine, I've already moved once, it's miserable. Now I'm moving again in the middle of my junior year. Still no money, now we have to move in with another person of my family because my dad got a job closer to that area. And I'm wearing my Birkenstocks, and I'm now a new girl for the second time, and I'm kind of like, whatever, I've already done this once, I could do it again. And everyone starts making fun of me for my Birkenstocks, which I actually found out about in my old town. I started wearing Birkenstocks because of my old town. Now in my new town, everyone's like, look at those weird clog shoes and look at that weird new girl. And you know what? There was a moment in me that I said, I don't care anymore what anyone thinks. And I wrote myself a letter at 16 and I said, wherever I go, I know who I am. And I'm done listening to what everyone else thinks about me. Told you I get emotional, but it's okay. Tears are strength, everyone. And so as I ended up, you know, leaving high school, going to college, everything about my life was working unbelievably hard, running away from that past, building so many relationships that I couldn't even handle it because all I wanted was to be with these rich kids and at these rich parties and wanted to prove myself to the world. And that's not really a feminine way of thinking. I wasn't a nurturer. I wasn't taking care of myself. I was just like, how can I make money? How can I build relationships? How can I move forward? And I ended up in an industry with nightlife and hospitality, nightclubs, throwing parties with like P. Diddy and like Lindsay Lohan and hating myself. Really hating myself. And after years in New York doing this and not having anyone to really turn to, not having any of my friends in college know what I had gone through when I was 16 and what I was still going through every day, surviving, because if I didn't make money in these high power jobs in New York City, I wasn't going to be able to fall back on my parents. I think that's a lot of us now. You know, I made myself a victim for so long, thinking I was the only one that couldn't depend on my parents' money, when I found out that's pretty much every single person ever. And so, you know, but what I started to do is I started to lose myself. And I didn't have girlfriends, and I didn't share who I was, and I didn't cry. I was forced, I was with all men in a workplace, to not cry. Because crying was weak, and crying was something that I couldn't share about who I was, because that would show that I wasn't really up for the job or up for the promotion or up for the raise. And so I literally didn't cry for 5 years. And I turned angry and brittle and weak. And when I found I Am That Girl, I found Emily Greener, who you saw kind of doing that dance move with the big curly hair. I met her and I met Alexis Jones, and they're the co-founders of I Am That Girl. And what I Am That Girl did for me is it finally allowed for me as an adult woman, because I didn't get to have this as a young teenager, to start to look at myself and have myself feel that it was completely okay to be vulnerable. It was completely okay to cry because that's who I am and I'm proud of it because it gives other people permission to cry. That I could actually have a group of girlfriends that didn't judge me, that I could share who I was and what I was dealing with, whether it would be money issues or fear or anxiety or insecurity, whatever it might be. And they would accept me. And that's what this did for me as a grown woman. And it also allowed for me to show up for these women, because for so long, I wasn't even showing up for me. I was running and running and running from my issues. But what I Am That Girl did for me is it allowed for me to just be able to chill, relax a little bit, and be able to show up for these unbelievable women in my life. And so now I'm here today, and I can share this story with a huge room of people that I don't know. I can share who I am exactly inside. I can cry on stage and be completely cool with it. I can be vulnerable. I can share exactly who I am. And I have tons of stories of things that you could probably relate to, whether it's, you know, body issues and the harm that we do to our bodies as women, because whether it's even dieting for every single diet that you could possibly even try, or whether it's, you know, I wrote a letter to myself when I was in my 20s, after I was 16, and I opened up a journal and I wrote, would you date you? And I responded, no, maybe in 2 years. And so the resentment that we have for ourselves and the way that we look and the way that we feel, that's all of us. And media doesn't help that. And, you know, TV doesn't help that. And commercials don't help that. We are told that we have to be looking perfect and acting perfect. And that's not what this is about. I Am That Girl is, again, about being exactly who you are and feeling comfortable, more than comfortable, feeling incredible in the skin that you're in. And so with that, I will say, you know, I have one more video, but it's so difficult to hear. Do you guys want another video? It's up to you. Yeah? Okay. So this video, so, you know, there's tons of celebrity supporters in all these organizations. But I wanted to show you the way celebrities get involved, because it's not just tweeting. These women are personally investing themselves in this organization because, again, it helps them just as much as it helps these girls. And so Sophia Bush is actually a pretty close friend, and she ended up jumping out of a plane for some of the girls from I Am That Girl. So let's watch that video. Is the volume on, or should I? Who do I talk? I'm not even talking to anyone. No one, yeah? It's on? Think so? Let's see. No, it's okay, though. I'm tech savvy. That's what I do. I got it. So let's listen to that.
The darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where it starts. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream.
That's Emily.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
On the big win.
Yeah, it's amazing, like, what you guys do. Just, like, being able to give somebody this opportunity is one of the most amazing things that's ever happened.
It's, like, hard when you're just one person, and there's so many things that, like, I want to change or, like, make better.
I want to be an inspiration to people around me. Like, I want to be a light in somebody that other people can, like, look for inspiration.
I'm going to be jumping for my mom because I love her and she's special.
I'm going to be jumping for my oldest sister, Sarah.
You quite literally have to let go to jump out of an airplane, and I think we could all benefit from letting go and just carrying on and, you know, running headlong into things in life.
I remember I used to watch One Tree Hill in fourth grade, back when my mom wouldn't even let me watch it. And I've watched her on TV, and I've watched her on talk shows, and I've watched her in movies. And I just feel like I've watched her grow up, and I feel like I grew up with her. She's such an inspiration to me.
Close my eyes.
It's good on you.
Awesome. How do you feel?
Sounds very interesting. Why don't we love each other?
I don't know. Girls should love each other.
You guys should.
Yeah, me and Liam.
Hey, each and Liam.
All this time I was finding myself.
Come on, ladies.
My intention for the jump today is freedom. Freedom from insecurity, freedom from doubt, freedom from fear for me and for the entire planet.
I was going. My instructor, the first time, yelled in my ears. We were like, we rocked back, we went forward, and he goes, open your eyes. And so I was like, oh, no, oh, no. It was the coolest. It was awesome because I didn't miss the moment.
Yeah.
Is there a special occasion for this activity?
Yeah, this organization, I Am That Girl, we're jumping in the name of girls everywhere, loving themselves and loving each other.
Excellent.
This is my talk.
Any shout-outs before we go?
I don't know. I can't think.
Today, I'm dedicating my jump to Sophia Bush, my beautiful, amazing friend who has a huge platform and who decides every single day to use it for good and to inspire millions and millions and millions of girls, and who's such a huge supporter of I Am That Girl, and who's the reason why we're here today, and who helped us raise $75,000 to launch so many more local chapters, and whose heart is gold and as big as the sky, and I love you, and thank you. Today's jump is for you.
Free falling, falling. Yeah, I'm free.
Yeah, so that's how celebrities get involved. You can do a round of applause because that was pretty cool. And I did end up finding someone because my boyfriend actually filmed that entire thing for free. So we're good there. I did end up finding someone that would date me, going back to that journal entry. So, you know, with that, the amount of diversity, the uniqueness, the individuality of all the women that are around I Am That Girl is so special. Everyone is so unique and so beautiful. And with that, I would like for all of us to read this manifesto. Can everyone see this? Pretty much, right? Okay, great. So we're all going to read it together. Why don't we actually first, like, this is a, so I used to be a first grade teacher, guys, and then I was in a middle school teacher. So a little bit younger than you, but that's kind of why I'm so passionate as well about empowering the future, because you are the future, which everyone says, but it's actually true. And so before, though, we, like, build the entire future together, why don't we just get up for 1 second, just get up, stretch as big as you can, and just take one huge breath, and then let it out. Oh, and you can, like, let go. Let's take one more. One big breath, and then we'll let go together. Ready? Oh. All right, now we can sit down. We've all arrived now. You're all from so many different places. Let's just let go. Let's just let go of all the things we brought in with us. And now we're going to read this together. So I'll start. You guys can just all read at once. So I have a brilliant heart and a beautiful mind. I am me, a perfectly flawed, beautiful work in progress. I promise to lift girls up, have their backs, and make it safe for them to be exactly who they are. I'm on a mission to raise the standards for how we treat each other, how we treat ourselves, and how we treat the world. Every time I look in the mirror, I'll remind myself that I'm not alone, that I'm beautiful, that my voice matters, and that I am enough. For those who didn't read it, I hope you felt it. So with that, I would like to be done talking. And I want to bring this to you girls and guys. I want to show a little bit about what a safe space means and what I Am That Girl is about. And it's going to take some brave souls. Because again, this isn't about me. This is about all of you. And so I want to deal with some real stuff. And I know it's scary because you don't know a lot of the people in this room. But can we all agree that this is a safe space and everything's going to stay right here? And can we agree to listen to that manifesto and all act as that right here in this room? And why don't we say yes? Can we all be listeners for everyone here?
Yes.
And is this a safe space?
Yes.
So what I would like, I shared my story. Let's deal with some things. Whether it's being bullied, or whether it's dealing with body issues, or whether it's dealing with a boyfriend that might be just wrong for you, or whether it's maybe giving too much of yourself and not getting enough back. Whatever you're dealing with, you know, I don't, do you want to use microphones or no? No, no one wants to use microphones. You could just stand up, you could stand up in your seat and just talk, or if you feel that uncomfortable, you could just scream it from your seat. You don't even have to get up yet. And if you want to use the mic, you use the mic. Whatever you all want, this is up to you. So I am going to ask for a brave soul. This is not planned at all. This is literally, I'm putting this out to you. Awesome. Thank you. Everybody give a round of applause, even though I told you. Thank you. Sorry if you're shy and don't want attention, because I just gave you a whole round of applause, but still. Okay, awesome. Let's talk. Talk to me. Yeah, stand up. Mic, stand up there, whatever you want. Something going on. It's okay. Crying is strength. That's what I'm saying. That's why I cry. You can cry too.
Mm-hmm. I don't really think she loved me at all, because within the first week we dated, she got me another guy after out, and then when we was an apple,
she tried to. Well, first of all, you are so worthy of being loved, and you are so brave, and thank you for sharing that. You are so, so worthy. We're going to talk through that, so I'm not just going to say thank you and then move on. I'm going to talk through that, and I think we all can maybe talk a little bit about that, too. This is a conversation. I feel super weird being on the stage. I kind of just like would like to walk around, if that's cool. But then you can't really see me, so I have to be on the stage, don't I? Yeah, all right. Just know that I want to be here. I want to be next to you and feel that I'm next to you, and I'm not in any way higher than you. I just need you to see me, so I'm going to get back on the stage. So let's talk a little bit about that. Have you been in a relationship before like this as well? That's allowed. That's who you are. That's allowed to, you can curse in here. It's fine with me. As long as it's fine with you guys, it's fine with me. You can drop the F-bomb. That's what I meant was all right, by the way. The gay is perfect, so I don't know. Drop the F-bomb. Good for you. That's fine. So, and did he use you and not necessarily give you any love in the way that you deserve? Yeah. He turned you gay. No, I'm just kidding. So here's the thing about relationships. How old are you? 16. Okay. So a lot of the things I will say sound cliche. I'm not any of your moms. I'm not that much older than you. And I remember being that and dealing with that. And I dealt with that for 10 years. So I made a choice when I was 16, and I found relationships like that, and I continue to do that for 10 years. So hopefully the advice I give you will lead you in a different direction. You need to put so much love into yourself. You need to put 150% of love into yourself. When you put 100% of yourself into this person, into fixing someone, which is what you've tried to do with this woman, you've tried to fix her, people can't show up for you in a way that you need them to. Can I have someone as a volunteer in the front row? Just gonna come up. Come right up. You can go around. And let's show this. Okay. We're gonna get close for a second, okay? Tell me your name. Reagan? Okay, great. So Reagan, if I'm giving 100% of myself to someone, I'm this close to her. You're not hugging me, though. Oh. You're just totally not. You're not into it. You're just that.
I like
you're not. I know, because you're wonderful. But if I'm giving 100% of myself to this person, you can't give anything. Your percentage, she's giving zero. I'm giving 100. Yeah. I have to give that other percentage to me so that someone can show up for me. When you keep trying, you can go down, but we can have a hug, too. Thank you. When you try to fix someone, instead of put that love and energy into you, you're constantly going to attract people that are going to take advantage of you for that. And you're so incredible and so loving and so amazing. The best thing you could do for this girl is to protect your heart and to say, I'm here for you. Like, I support you and I care about you, but I can't be with you. Thank you. Good for you. Good for you. And these bad relationships are like a drug. You know, there is a TED Talk that talks about there's a part of your brain that when you're in love with someone, it's like an addiction. And when you break up with that person, instead of that part of your brain shutting off, it goes twice as strong. So it's literally like you're addicted to that person. And they're these energy vampires. She's sucking energy from you. So every time that she comes back to you and tells you the reasons why she can't be with you, just even almost just take that as a compliment and be like, you know what? Thank you so much. Awesome. I know how incredible I am. I'm off to the next person and have an incredible day. And I believe that you can do that. And I think people in this room do too. Thank you. Awesome. So Reagan was extremely brave. That wasn't so hard, right? We all supported. We all listened. We got through it. A little bit stronger. Who else is going to share? Great. Yeah. Who thinks she's beautiful? You're so beautiful. Okay, I will tell you. Okay, I'm going to tell a story now again. When I was in seventh grade, I was called the Beast because I looked like the Beast. Someone thought I looked like the Beast. Plus, I have tons of energy, so it was matching that personality with the looks. And I hated how I looked. I hated it. And it's so easy to hate how you look because I was told that I looked like the Beast. And you know what I did? I listened. Instead of all the people that told me how beautiful and amazing and how special and how incredible I was, I didn't listen to that because that's too hard to listen to. So I listened to one stupid guy that called me the Beast. And I'm going to ask you, tell me what's your name? Jules. Why do you think you're not beautiful, Jules? You could stand up if you want, or you could sit, whatever you want. I want to know. It's okay. You can cry. Don't be sorry. Sorry or not sorry. That weight, you'd still be absolutely stunning. You are so beautiful. You were faced with something, you were faced with a trial when you were in fourth grade, you said? When you were nine, 10 years old? So when you were in middle school, when you were in the age that I just told you I was called a beast, you were dealt with something that could have been a hard hand to be dealt with. And instead you faced it full on as a child, and have grown into this beautiful, incredible, confident woman who's standing up in front of this entire room and sharing about this, about who you are. And it's unbelievable. So beautiful. And when you smile, you look even more beautiful. So, but just to be honest, even when you're crying, you look beautiful too, so it's all good. But that is so strong of you. And the things that I've learned is that stuff that happened long ago, sometimes it's just a story. And it's on us to be able to actually accept that story as truth or just accept that story as a part of our story. It's just a chapter. You don't even have to read that chapter ever again. You're moved past it. And you're only going to get stronger and more beautiful. And here's the other thing about our bodies, these weird body things that we're in. We'll gain weight, we'll lose weight, we'll, you know, get bruised, we'll get bloody. I broke my foot last year, I didn't know I was going to do that, and I just, like, laid in bed for 5 months. Like, things will happen to these bodies, but who you are and your strength is so unbelievably stunning that it's radiating, and you are so beautiful. And I'm not just saying, I'm looking straight at you. You are so beautiful, and every single person in this room believes that, so please believe that. Okay, Jules? Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was so brave. Oh. let's keep going. I have all the time in the world. I mean, I don't have all the time in the world, but I probably have a good amount of time. Yeah?
So
it's okay. And cry. It's okay.
I have issues with my father.
Hmm?
So I've been
Yeah, it's okay. You don't need it. No. You don't need anything else. You're stunning. Don't change your body at all. Do not change your body.
And it's just hard to do things because, like someone in your family
wants
to go to those people and
yes.
Be able to talk to them and express how you feel. So it's like, I feel like I have no experience for the moment. Like, well, your dad loves you and this. I'm like, but yeah, but if you don't show it, then how are you supposed to love yourself if you have someone in your family?
I understand. Tell me your name, love.
Taylor.
Who has had a similar experience to Taylor in this room? Taylor, look around. That's the Me Too effect. You're not alone. You're not alone. Let me tell you something. First of all, that was so powerful that many people are dealing with something like that, too. Okay, this is a little bit more of a challenging one. The best advice I've ever received from someone was, before our parents had us, they were people. So look at all of us. We have so many issues, so many problems, so many beautiful things about us and so many tragic things about us. And none of us have kids. I don't have kids either. And we're not parents yet. But what happens is when we have a child, that child sees us as that's my mom and that's my dad. And that's who they are and that's what they're about and that's how they exist in this world. Your dad is probably dealing with a lot of things that maybe his mother told him when he was growing up, or maybe he's insecure about. Maybe he sees himself in you in some ways, and that's how he was taught to become strong, was to by being insulted by his parents. You have no idea. And by the way, doesn't make it right. Not saying it's right in any way. But what I am saying is he's just a human being. And what I would say to that is, have you ever vocalized to him? And if you have, it still might not, I'm just asking. Have you ever vocalized to him, when you say those things, they really hurt my feelings, and I want to know why you're saying them?
Yes, and he's doing some things that, like, he thinks that my mom is influencing my ideas, and he's like, I'm trying to be manipulative, and that I don't have my own voice. Oh, your mom just didn't say that. No, I have my own opinion, I'm a person. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to communicate with him because he thinks everything comes from my mom. And
yes. Parents are the best teachers in the entire world because you can't get away from them. And, you know, when you get older, you can make decisions that you need to make based on your relationship with them. And right now you're living in their house, and that's hard. But what I would say is to not take what he's saying at face value and hear him for his insecurities. And I have a feeling, a sneaking suspicion, that his parents treated him like that. And that he might have not had a voice in his house, or maybe he saw his mother not have a voice, or maybe he saw his father not have a voice, or whatever it is, but this has nothing to do with you. Nothing. You are so beautiful. If you want to play sports because you want to play sports, not because you want to get bigger. You look absolutely incredible. And this is, when I see all of you, I see so much beauty. And when I remember being your age and looking at myself, I didn't see that in myself at all. And if I could give you any gift, it's hopefully giving you a little bit of a glimpse of how I see you, which is so unbelievably brave and incredible and strong. And it's such an amazing smile. Such an amazing smile. When he talks to you in that way, the best thing I could say is just, it's kind of like a windshield, like rain just kind of dripping off. Just imagining rain like dripping off. And recognize that in a weird alternate universe kind of way, this might be the way that he shows love. And again, still not acceptable, but it might just be the way he shows love. And the best thing you can do is to remember how incredible you are And whether that's writing things around your room, when you look in the mirror and say, I am beautiful, I have incredible teeth, I am strong, I am all the things that maybe you're hearing in your head, don't take those things seriously, because how many people have told you that you're incredible and beautiful and amazing? A lot. Listen to those people. And just do what you can, and I can't give you, I'm not a therapist to this, you know, I can't give you specifics around your relationship with your dad, but what I can say is to just be as strong as you can, to have empathy for him because he's obviously in a lot of pain. And if it ever gets to a point that's a little bit more where you don't feel comfortable, then you need to go to your mom or someone that's older and ask for help. You're welcome. That was so, so brave. And so many people were also in that with you. So thank you so much. Who else? Go. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Tears or strength?
Okay.
Get it. Great. You can cry. Don't hold it in. It's beautiful.
And, but I've always been positive. And I never tried to express where I came from. Because people make fun of
me. It's okay. And she lived, didn't she?
And another doctor was like, well, we're going to operate, and at least I know I did everything. So now my mom talks, drives, everything, they said she couldn't.
Wow! Was it men that told you not to cry?
Yeah, some men.
But women end up having to not cry too. I will tell you, that was the worst advice. That was the worst advice I could have been given, was to not cry in the workplace. When you cry because someone yelled at you or someone said something mean to you, you know what? Sometimes in work, you got to suck it up and just do your job. Whatever, fine. When you're sharing strength like that in your story, that is so beautiful and powerful, because then it allows for everyone else in the room to go that deep with you and to be that emotional with themselves. And your mom wouldn't have been able to get to where she was without you. You did such tremendous work for your mom. You should be so proud that you were able to be there for your family as a child. You were a child helping to raise your brothers and sisters. And all of that should be shared with the world. And you shouldn't be ashamed of, there's nothing. That was one of the most beautiful, inspirational stories. For you to be able to share that and what you've been through and what you've experienced and the relationship that you have with your mother, and even if things are messed up, raise your hand if you have a messed up family. Exactly. Families are meant to be messed up. That's life. Things are going to be messy, and you're going to learn from them. And for you to have been chosen as a senior ambassador and to share this story to people all over the world is so powerful. And don't be afraid to cry, because when you let tears out, then you can just keep moving on with the story. If you don't, everyone looks like this. And they're like trying to force it in. Just be you. That's such an amazing story. You're such an inspiration. Do you know that you're an inspiration? You should know you're an inspiration. You are. So share that story and don't be afraid. That is so amazing. Keep going. Got it. Yep.
But now I have cheer, like cheering is like a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I don't feel a gift, I'm kind of disappointed myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just to help out with my family.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of lies I have to keep up.
Yes.
Just so the government can still help my
family. Get it. I get it.
But
You got it. Let it out.
Today, I went to my beta marketing sister, and they gave me my family back, and I just love every single one of them.
That's so special. Thank you. I have a few things. So I just want to say, you don't always have to be happy. You don't always have to be sad. You don't have to be absolutely anything. And that's what we talked about. That's one part of your personality. You don't have to be anything for anyone else. You're in a hard situation because you do have to do whatever you have to do for your mom. I get it. And that's a sacrifice you're making, and I'm acknowledging you for that, and that's so, so strong of you. But here and with these girls that you found, and acknowledging them for doing that for you is so special. You're such a leader. You can just be you. And you don't have to worry about being anything that anyone tells you you have to be. And that was so, so beautiful. And I think they feel the same way about you. And a lot of the people in this room, I think, already feel like connected to you because of that story. And you're going to inspire so many people and by sharing that, by sharing the sad part and the cheery part. You don't have to be a cheerleader. Thank you so much. That was so, so good. That was wonderful. So we have 10 minutes and people keep pointing over here. I've saw it a million times. Okay, see, I was a teacher, so let's do it. Yep. Of course. You can come to the podium if you want, whatever you want. I love it. Hi, Miranda. Is it on? No? Give me mine. Is it on? It's good. I think it's on. Just go like, just talk in it. Talk in it.
Hello?
Boom.
Hello? Can
you
hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not that tall. So my thing is about self-image right now. And I probably will get a little emotional, but
that's okay.
Let's try not to. But so about, I grew up in a family where we're not
and
the
by the
smallest
way, try
people.
To. Get emotional.
I know, I will. And I grew up in a family where we don't have money, so I've always thought there was problems with going places, with self-image and money.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say,
there's no such thing.
Just
you can't be ugly. There's
as
no
like recently, I learned that who cares? I don't care anymore. I've realized that money doesn't matter anymore. Doesn't in America, and I've always realized bigger is better.
Woo!
Texas. I love it. So just love yourself, and doesn't matter what you're doing. Seriously, just love yourself. It feels much better. Okay, that's
good
it.
Good for you. I'm going to say a few things. There's a model, Ashley Graham. She's a plus size model. And she calls it an every size model. And I just met her last week. And she's absolutely, you should look her up because I think you're going to really love her. And she's absolutely incredible. And she says that same thing. Whoever said, and I've had body, I gained 60 pounds, I lost 40 pounds. I gained 30 pounds, I lost 20 pounds. My mother has a, my parents would kill me, by the way, for telling you all these things because they're so private, but whatever. Doesn't really matter, as you said. My mom has a scale that she weighs herself every single day. I won't do it. Be healthy. Live your life. Do what makes you feel good. If that's taking a walk or not taking a walk. If that's running, I hate running. It kills my knees. Or if that's just hanging out. Whatever you want to do that makes you feel beautiful and good, that's what you do. And with money, you know, I had a father that was everything to him. And I didn't really get to see him when he was working that way. And I finally got to see him when I hated him for 10 years for doing this to me. Oh, by the way, I'm going to tell you a little part about money. When my dad told me we were moving when I was 16, you know what I said to him? You can't make me leave here. I'm a legend. That's what I said to him in a 6,000-person town. And I hated him for 10 years until I realized that I didn't necessarily need all that money. All I needed was him. I wanted a relationship with my dad. And I wanted him to be able to be honest with me and be truthful with me. And you're right. And you know what's going to happen with you? You are so special. You already got it, girl. And it's going to be hard every day to remember that because there's all these people telling you that it's not true. And it's called media. It's called movies. It's called What's Beautiful with Victoria's Secret or whatever the hell catalog is coming out next week. It's not real. You're right. And you have to remember that and tell that to yourself every single day because you are so special and you just inspire this entire room to remember that they're beautiful too. Thank you for that. That was really, really, really brave. 5 minutes? Okay, we have 4 minutes. Okay, let's end. We're going to end here.
So I went to UConn.
You did?
I did.
Okay, UConn. Okay. We both went to UConn.
So I'm 31 years old, and I look at you all, and I'm so jealous that you are at this place in your lives now, because it took me a really long time to get to a place of loving myself, and it's something I work on every day. But the fact that you have all these resources and these people and just so many things to just use at your disposal right now is going to make your lives amazing, and you have to take advantage of them, and you don't have to give a shit about what anybody else says, and thank you for sharing your stories, and I'm like shaking, and I've spoken in front of people before, and it's like I feel so inspired and so lucky, and I came to this workshop because I was like, I don't care if I'm older, like I have learned so much about you, so much about myself. And it is just, I'm so grateful for that. And I just want to thank you for allowing me to see that something is so worth it in this life. And it's all of you.
That's what you, girl, that's what you all have done for someone. That's what you all have done. So, this is I Am That Girl. There's not really a call to action in the sense of, you want to say one more thing, Reagan? You could ask one more question. We got 3 minutes. So you could actually go to iamthatgirl.com and you could start a chapter in your school. It's really that easy. You could start a chapter and you could start to have meetings like this every single week with girls, and you could be the leader and you could open these conversations. And that's what I Am That Girl teaches you. And it is one of the most, what I will say is I got to go to that retreat last weekend and hear those stories. I can't. Like, I had to keep it together a little bit because I had to answer these questions. I can't tell you how brave all of you are for being here today, for listening to each other, for even raising your hand, for sharing those really hard stories of what makes you who you are. I am so grateful to be a part of this room. And I hope you all learned a little bit something about each other and yourselves through this process, because you were the inspiration. I just ask questions. So thank you so, so much. I feel like I want to take some type of like video around, or like a selfie or something, but I actually do. I want to take a video, and I'm going to ask one question, because I'm going to show this to the I Am That Girl girls. I'm going to ask one question. So the question is, I'm going to ask it like with the camera. First I have to like, okay. So my question is, tell me how you feel after this I Am That Girl session. You can just scream whatever you feel. Whatever word comes to you, whatever sound comes to you, whatever feeling comes to you, if you want to get up, if you want to cry, if you want to whatever, tell me how you feel after the session. 1, 2, 3. Do you love I Am That Girl?
Yes!
Woo! That's it, guys. Thank you so much.